Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I've entitled God's Laundry, which we started sharing on yesterday's broadcast. And that's taken from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 27, speaking about Jesus, that He might present to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such blemish. Another translation says, present to Himself a glorious church in stainless glory, no stain, no wrinkle, no such disfigurement. And so we were looking at what a spot is, and in the natural, it means, the verb form means to soil or defile. The noun refers to a blemish or a defect. And that suggests the influence of the world, or worldliness, if you will. And this is what the Holy Spirit directs, how He moves in our lives to bring us from the mentality of the natural man, doing a work of sanctification that we can have the mind of Christ, because that is what is going to transform us, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the scriptures tell us. And the Holy Spirit is wanting us to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, as James says in his first chapter, pure religion and undefiled is to keep himself or oneself unspotted from the world. We're not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And the world, of course, refers to not the physical world of earth and sky and flora and fauna, but to mankind, the fallen nature of man, unregenerate humanity. In 1 John 2:15, it says, if any man love the world, that is the ways of the world of unregenerate humanity, fallen natural man, the love of the Father is not in him. And so worldliness for the natural man basically leads to the rejection of the gospel. They have to respond to the wooing of the Holy Spirit. The scriptures tell us through the prophets that the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon all flesh in these end times, that God is giving an opportunity to everyone to hear the gospel, to open their hearts, to receive the love of God. And there's a passage found in the 12th chapter of John where it talks about that many of the chief rulers also believed on Him, that's Jesus, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. That following verse says, gives an explanation, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. In other words, they wanted to please men. They didn't want to make any sacrifices. They didn't want to have their life in any way inconvenienced by the fact that they thought there might be something to this man's preaching. So we have to be aware as Christians that sometimes being influenced by the world, and it's so prevalent today in terms of the world intrudes upon us with the modern technology that we have. There is a continual barrage, if you will, of information, explosion of information and knowledge and technology, and it can desensitize us. We have to cause our spirit man, our soul, to be insulated from the negative effects of worldliness, because it can lead to moral insensibility. It can deaden the conscience. Oh, well, there's nothing so wrong about that. Isaiah 22 and 13 says, in the day that the Lord did call for weeping and mourning, what did the people of God do? What did Israel do? It says, and behold, instead of weeping and mourning and repentance, there was joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So this is something that God wants us to love him with a whole heart, to place him first. All these other things will be added to us if we seek the kingdom of God first. He knows the things we have need of. And worldliness actually can lead to death. Proverbs 14 and 12 says, there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's very serious. So I'd like to share with you now two specific scriptures, because we're talking about spots. The Lord wants us to be without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And there's a scripture regarding spots, a scriptural reference to spots, found in 2 Peter, the second chapter. And I think I'm going to start reading at verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly, listen to this now, them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, and they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. Listen closely to what Peter is saying. But these, he's talking about a kind of people or a person, as natural bruised beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. This is the part that's really critical. Spots are they, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. They share your good things. They may have the appearance of brethren, but by actual behavior and attitude, they're not. Verse 14 says, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practice, cursed children. Listen to this, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And goes down to 17, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. For while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Listen to this. For if they, it's hard to comprehend this, but if they, after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed in her wallowing in the mire. So that is a fearful place to be in. But the fact is, they can influence the body of Christ. Those that have accepted Jesus, this scripture reference I read at length to you talks of false prophets and teachers. And remember, though, these spots, we're talking about God's laundry, right? These spots are on the garment. That's exactly what it says. Spots are they and blemishes. That's verse 13 of 2 Peter, the second chapter. There he calls them spots. And a spot is not in the garment, but on the garment. Remember the parable of the wheat and tares Jesus spoke about in Matthew 13? There were tares that were planted by the enemy. We need to have wisdom and discernment by the Holy Ghost. And the householder told his servants to leave them grow together until the harvest. Why? Lest the wheat, the good wheat, the good souls of the Lord, if you will, those that have acknowledged Jesus, but are perhaps just learning to walk in righteousness, to have the mind of Christ, lest the wheat be uprooted. And at the time of harvest, God will judge. The reapers will first gather the tares to burn them, and then the wheat to be gathered into his barn. Praise God. And then that second scripture promise I mentioned to you that would describe the spots is Jude 12. It speaks of the dangers of the tares, primarily. Why? Because of their influence. They're ungodly men turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. They've gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah, if you remember that rebellion. These are spots in your feast of charity, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. And remember, Jesus said, by their fruits, by the fruit you will know them. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we will continue tomorrow, leaving the subject of spots and going on to stains, which are more serious. The stain is in the very fabric of the garment, unlike a spot. Well, we will continue this tomorrow. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for your prayer support and your faithfulness in helping us carry forth the Word of God, transferring and delivering to hungry hearts the truth and the joy and the security and safety of the Word of God. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.